sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Here we are, folks.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make, you
can't make us run. Here we are at the Trump phenomenon on Tuesday night, October 17th, 2017. Beautiful day up here in North Dakota. I think it was 77 degrees. My goodness. Don't expect too many more days like that up here. But it was wonderful. And with us on tonight's live production, Paul Fromm, also in the far north there in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi, and we too are having very good weather. Probably not quite as warm as you, but just really beautiful.
Nice, and
long Indian summer.
And both Paul and I will be having a hard time with Georgia, as he heads into his balmy winter, and Paul and I head into the winter. Hi, George.
We had record lows here today in the Okefenokee area, but that's going to go away quickly.
Oh, well, I used to live in Palm Beach County, and I remember being able to go out in my swimming trunks and my kayak on Christmas Day, and it was just fine. That water is so beautiful. And so let's get our show rolling tonight. I hope some of you out there in listener land, or as George says, some of you sports fans, will be able to call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I'm all with, if I had to find somebody to summarize how do I feel every night when the microphone goes on, I feel like Steve Bannon when he was talking to the values – it's hard to remember how to say this, values, plural, voter, singular, summit, there at the Omni Hotel in Washington, D.C. And he said, every morning when I wake up, it's like when I was a little boy, it's Christmas. And daddy and mommy have all kinds of neat things under the tree. That's the way it is for me with the Trump phenomenon. So much great stuff is happening. So much good stuff for us, and so much wonderfully bad stuff is happening to our enemies, including, we'll talk about this in a moment, your bad friend. That's Harvey, yes, no, none other than Harvey Weinstein. Your bad friend, which is how he signed himself when he sent his emails to Madam Secretary Hillary. And we need to see the emails between Hillary and bad Harvey. And I love, Paul, something I love, people are starting to call Hollywood Harveywood.
I like that.
Harveywood. I hope I can remember to keep using that term. The head of Amazon Studios resigned today, Roy Price, amidst, what is it? It's sex scandal for the head of Amazon Studios. And it just gets better and better. Oh, right here on Breitbart, they're saying they've adopted, let's give them credit, they probably coined the term Harveywood. And they've got a live wire that is, it's updated minute by minute. It's so dramatic. We'll come back to that story. An update on another great story that we've been following is the election by our kinsmen in Austria on Sunday. We were wonderfully pleased that a right-wing party came in first place, and an even more right-wing party came in third place. Well, the latest update, it's better than that. Here's the update. Populist Freedom Party, that's the really right-wing party, back in second place. And Kurz, the head of the first-place party, declares victory. The Populist Freedom Party of Austria, FPO, and you'll hear people who speak German here saying FPO, has taken second place in Sunday's Austrian national elections, pushing the left-wing Social Democrats into third, and putting the Freedom Party on track to form a coalition government for the first time since 2005. Both the People's Party, that's the first place group, and the Freedom Party have focused on securing Austria's borders. That's what I'm calling red-blooded Austrianism, deporting failed asylum seekers, and stopping Islamization during the campaign, while the Social Democrats focused on SJW issues. The Associated Press reports the state of play Monday morning, today, with the near final results. They state, at age 31, Austrian Foreign Minister Sebastian Kurz is poised to become the leader of Austria. No party won a majority. But here are the results. The Austrian People's Party in first place with 31.4% of the vote. Close behind them in second place now, the Austrian Freedom Party, the AFP, same acronym as our American Freedom Party, which we invite you to consider joining. Paul Fromm is our foreign secretary. I'm one of the directors. The right-wing Freedom Party came in second with 27.4%. So that's less than 4% back. No, it's exactly 4% back.
And what that will mean, because there has to be a majority. There will have to be a nationalist coalition, because the only other option would be for the party that won to hook up with the Christian with Social Democrats, which would be a very unlikely and I think utterly incompatible marriage.
Right. And yes, a really bad marriage, which, to all of our detriment, the Austrian People's Party, if I understand it right, they have actually been forced to get into that shotgun wedding in the past, because the Austrian Freedom Party wasn't big enough to form a coalition with them. So it's the success of the Austrian Freedom Party, which now makes it possible for the Austrian People's Party to form this coalition. And let's see a little bit more here on the Breitbart coverage. After a Social Democratic and People's Party coalition was formed 4 years ago, Kurz, then 27, wow, that's young, became Austria's foreign minister, the youngest top diplomat in Europe. So this is an exciting development, and this is really now making a point that this show makes regularly, which is that if you fashion a pro-white message in a populist way, if you promise our white people what they want, nothing more, nothing less, keep it simple, and you're sincere and passionate about that, you can, contrary to all the skepticism of so many people who said it's way too late for politics, we're already underwater, it's time to hunker down, get into your bunker. We can win. We can actually take back our countries. And the Austrians, they may be very much in the lead here. The Hungarians, same thing. The Hungarians have taken back Hungary, really. The Poles are on in a march to take back Poland. One of our directors of the American Freedom Party, Tom Sunik, Dr. Tom Sunik, lives in Zagreb, Croatia, which is one of these 12 countries which I described to. It was interesting, Paul, that this news hasn't gotten to Dr. Kevin MacDonald yet.
No.
The existence of the three C's initiative, and the three C's being SEAS, the three C's being the Black Sea, the Baltic Sea, and the Adriatic. Those three seas border these 12 nations in the central to eastern part of Europe that, for a variety of reasons, are more solid patriotically than their neighbors to the west, or than even we are, perhaps. Let's see, did all of these nations exist under the Iron Curtain? All of them but Austria did. They were all incorporated in the Warsaw Pact and the Iron Curtain very recently, you know, as recently as 1990. But they have declared their opposition to the EU's unlimited immigration program. They have declared very, very, very nice language used by folks like Viktor Orban that they want to Hungary, they said the Hungarians want to remain Hungarian. We don't want to bring any other people into Hungary. We have no reason to do that, and we refuse. So this is really, I mean, this is great. I'll get my call board onto the screen here so I can see whether any of you come in on a call at 800-313-9443. Paul, did you have a thought?
Yeah, well, you know, you're... Look at the call board on the Hollyweird illness today. I see Reese Witherspoon opens up about being assaulted at age 16. She not named the director, but it was a Hollywood director, and when she was 16, and it was just one of many other experiences of harassment that are coming out. I mean, there's that now seems to be a couple every day. She says, I have my own experiences that have come back to me very vividly, and I find it very hard to sleep, hard to think, hard to communicate a lot of the feelings that I've been having about anxiety, the guilt for not speaking out earlier, etc. And she says that she was assaulted when she was 16, and anger at the agents and the producers who made me feel that silence was a condition of my employment. And I wish that I could tell you that was an isolated incident in my career, but sadly it wasn't. I've had multiple experiences of harassment and sexual assault and don't speak about them very often. And this is just one more. She doesn't directly accuse Weinstein, but as we've mentioned on Sunday, this behavior is endemic to the people who have built the modern, perverted, disgusting Hollyweird.
Yes, and when she say... When you say, Paul, she doesn't mention Weinstein, well, we're going to have to specify new development, folks. We're going to have to specify whether it's Bob or Harvey now, because here's another beautiful headline. Let me find it here. I just was looking at it. It's coming up here. Bob Weinstein accused of sexual harassment by TV producer. So... And Bob has said, you know, this week, he said, you know, like, I guess, like the rat's ship, he said, well, Harvey should, you know, get it, should in full, and, you know, fired and pushed out of here. So he turned on his brother, but now, Bob, now you're in trouble, Bob. So the, here's some more goodies. Now let me see the...
Hey, James, yeah? I need to pile on here from young sweeties coming telling all about the Weinsteins. Molly Ringwald. She had a big old article in Breitbart. Remember Molly?
Yeah.
She did Pretty in Pink and the Breakfast Club. Definitely a cult figure in America among B-movies. I gotta read this. She says, when I was 14, a married film director stuck his tongue in my mouth on set at a time when I was trying to figure out what it meant to become a sexually viable young woman. At every turn, some older guy tried to help speed up the process. Maureen Wald, who's now 49, said, all this went on despite my having very protective parents. I shudder to think what would have happened had I not had them. So she's being insulted by, well, you know, Weinstein's buddies on the set, and these are married people. So the vileness of Hollywood even goes to Molly Ringwald, who, you know, kind of a mom and apple pie girl, even though she played risque parts, and that's really ugly. Because you're in a 20-year-old in America who doesn't watch, who hasn't seen all of Molly's films.
Well, the it's pervasive now, folks. There will be hundreds of people, hundreds of stories. It's going to be so crowded that people's stories will get ignored because there just isn't enough room on the front page to cover all of these stories. Here's Bob Weinstein. He says, earlier, before he now became the target of revelations, he condemned his brother, saying, I want him, Harvey, to get the justice he deserves. The members of the board of the Weinstein Company, including myself, did not know the extent of my brother's actions. I'll tell you what I did know. Harvey was a bully. Harvey was arrogant. He treated people like crap all the time. I'm mortified and disgusted by my brother's actions, and I am sick for the victims, and I feel for them. Well, it turns out he felt for them in other ways.
Well, that's what he meant by feeling your pain.
Yeah. So,
Hollywood is the seat of perversion in the world. They're 1-2 with the NFL and, you know, these organized televised sports. That's the tip of the spear of the cultural catastrophe of America in the last 50 years.
Yeah.
Now, I'd love to see Hollywood go down, but a good start would be to make the NFL become no MLB. Go away.
Yes. Speak about the NFL, I noticed, George, that this guy, that Kate Pernick, you know, the mixed race guy who was so rude and disrespectful, apparently can't get a job. So he's suing the league for conspiring against him, so that he can't get a job. Whereas probably the fact is he's a has-been.
Well, that's good.
And even the talking heads on CNN last night were saying that the lawsuit probably wouldn't go anywhere.
Well, folks, a couple other again, so much good stuff, so many goodies under our Christmas tree. Another goodie. The FBI is now going after Hillary Clinton on her corrupt sale of 20% of America's uranium to Russia for in exchange for I forget the exact amount, but about $100 million contributed by Russia to the Clinton Foundation. And by the way, we know of a $250,000 donation from Harvey Weinstein to the Clintons, to their foundation. And these people are such con artists, they apparently are refusing to refund the money. Everybody else is lining up, all the Democrats, Pelosi, Schumer, they're all lining up to say, I'm donating the Weinstein money to, you know, some left, they're all donating to some left-wing group, but they're having to cough the money up, the Weinstein money, with one exception: Hillary. Hillary can't let go of the money. We'll be right back, folks. Take this chance to call in. We'll see you in a minute.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Welcome back, folks. Some more good stories we want to touch on tonight, and we've got two callers waiting already, Alan in South Carolina and George in Texas. We'll get to you gentlemen shortly. Great story on John McCain. John McCain is imploding. Donald Trump is unloading on John McCain. And here's a nice addition to that unloading. Rand Paul is unloading on John McCain. Today, he said John McCain isn't a conservative. He's not a conservative. He's not even on our team. He basically said he's a Democrat in a Republican elephant suit. He's the enemy. Wonderful comments from Rand Paul on John McCain. And McCain, as I say, you know, our enemies are really helping us out. McCain saying really stupid things, like Bob Corker, who uncorked one the other day when he said, after Donald Trump started pounding on him, Corker started the pounding by calling Donald Trump a nut and other things. And Corker then said, well, when we senators meet, there are only one or two who actually support Donald Trump. Wow.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, wow.
Must be one of the one or two.
Yeah, now let's assume that Corker, who's losing his mind, is exaggerating. We have to assume that. But he is definitely saying with that statement, there are lots of guys in the Senate just like me, just like Bob Corker of Tennessee, who are rats, who hate Donald Trump, who hate you patriots and hate your program. And we want to derail your Trump train. So that was a really stupid telling tales out of class by Bob Corker. Let's go to our phone calls now. Let's start with Alan in South Carolina. Alan, you're on the air.
Hello, James.
Hi, hey, Alan. What's on your mind?
What's on your mind? Mr. King isn't still an MIA or a POW. Maybe the Trump phenomenon can send him back to minding his own business.
Yes, John McCain, what a train wreck. A fraud perpetrated on all of us all the way back to Vietnam. You're right. You're right, Alan. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, I called basically. I had that at the bottom of my list of things to say, but you already started on it. I was going to remind you, too, that what McCain said about the Warren and failed notions of nationalism insulted one of your favorite 1930s personalities, Mr. Lindbergh, did it not?
I didn't connect that dot, but you're right. Yes, very bitter language in which John McCain calls Charles Lindbergh's philosophy of minding America's own business, of America first. He called it a kooky kind of nationalism. That's right. And McCain exposed himself as a, completely committed globalist. And he is, these people haven't been losing. They don't know how to lose. So they're unfamiliar with this. Corker doesn't know what to say. McCain doesn't know what to say. Bob Weinstein doesn't know what to say when his brother gets caught with his pants down. And so they say they get further entangled. They say stupid things because they've been on top so long. They don't know what to do now that they are the target of the wrath of the Saxon. Well, go ahead, Alan.
Oh, well, I hope you can take a little needling. That's the main reason I called.
Oh, okay.
Last night, you let Paul say that Franco defeated the communists in Spain.
That's right.
Well, we'll come back to the thought, Alan, right after this break. Stay tuned, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Guess my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man. Me and no head, I'm just one of many, can't get no respect. Politically incorrect.
We're back, folks, and one of our listeners on the line right now, Alan in South Carolina. Alan, you had a question or a comment to make about Francisco Franco and the Spanish Civil War?
Oh, yeah. Just talking to Paul, I believe he said something last. James may not allow you ever to say that again. He would never allow me to say it. But when you got him in private sometimes, I want you to remind him who it was who helped him defeat those communists. Again, James, remember, I'm just kneeling you tonight.
Well, you're referring to Adolf Hitler?
And Benito Mussolini. I mean, they really did fight communism.
Yes, that's not something that's hard to say on this show, Alan.
Well, I remember, again, I was just kneeling you because of our private conversations over the telephone. I would have wound up with a reference to Lindbergh, Trump, and nationalism, but unexpectedly, you sort of started off with that and you beat me to the punch, so...
Well, yes, and thank you, Alan, and just a little review here for folks who may not remember. Francisco Franco was the autocratic ruler of Spain, and he died, I think, in 1975. Yes, he died in 1975, and yes, he was one of the sides in the. He led one of the sides in the Spanish Civil War from 1936 to 36, and Mussolini and Hitler helped his side. Stalin and the communists helped the other side. And an interesting person in that war was, strangely,
Ernest Hemingway.
Well, Ernest Hemingway, yes, he was a chump in that war. But George Orwell.
Yes.
Eric Arthur Blair started the war on the wrong side. He was actually fighting with the communists, fairly young and idealistic. And he had his big eye-opening experience there in the Spanish Civil War because he witnessed directly the murderous evil of the communists in Spain, executing priests, lining them up against walls, raping women. And that changed forever George Orwell. He would then go back to, but there was even more of a transformation. He went back to London after nearly dying in the Spanish Civil War, surviving that. And he went back to London and was astonished to see the London papers covering something other than the Civil War he had just come back from. He didn't even recognize what they were reporting. And it was his realization that fake news, that's exactly what Orwell was seeing, was fake news in London, which did not report the viciousness of the Stalinist communists. And so he realized that in England, we are being controlled, we're being manipulated by a fake news industry.
Yeah.
And that set in motion his plot for 1984, which is a story of what if, what would it be like? And of course, it's not a what if for George Orwell. He was saying in that book, which he released in 1948, that this is not a dystopian future that we're in. This is an evil present that we are in, where we are all being manipulated by the fake news industry. And lo and behold, you know, who would be one of the most happy men on earth today if he could have lived? I don't think he could have lived this long, but he died way too young of a TB. But if he could be alive today or wherever he is now, George Orwell, looking down on us, is very, very pleased to see the arrival of Donald Trump, who is the first major world leader to just slam it home that, folks, we're in a regime of fake news. And, a small number of us read George Orwell, and he's had a great impact and so on with that small, well, millions of people, I guess, have read him. But Donald Trump has taken it to another level, whereas a major, the most important world leader, he is echoing George Orwell. That's pretty neat, Paul.
Yeah.
Anyway, Alan, thank you for your thoughts.
Oh, well, in closing, unfortunately, the only thing they teach to our children at the public school is about, was it Picasso's painting, abstract painting of the bombing of Guernica?
Yes.
That's the only thing they know about it, just hellfire and destruction from the other side, from Franco's
yes.
side.
You're right, Alan. Well, and thank you. Thank you, as always. Let me switch to George in Texas. George, you're on the air.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Great. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, just to follow up on Alan's call. If anybody goes to YouTube, you want to see the Red Terror, the communists in real action, look at the movie called The Czechist. It's spoken in the Russian language, but it has English subtitles. I would not recommend your child watch this movie, but, you know, if you watch this movie, you'll find out, you'll see exactly what happened during the Red Terror. It's spelled C-H-E-K-I-S-T, The Czechist.
Okay, I will definitely...
That was the first name of the...
KGB.
The Bolshevik secret police, the Cheka, and later the guy went through several name changes, but in the end was called the KGB.
But you know, these deep state and these rabid communists, they got us as their front stunt dummies to try to overthrow this country. The thing is, it's not Russia 1917. You know, this is Americans. I think we see this play over and over and over again. And, you know, the thing is, I was kind of hopeful, you know, these color revolutions they tried to start up, you always hear about where they were successful, but in a lot of other countries where they tried these color revolutions, they have failed miserably. In other countries.
Yes, you know, Paul and I, pardon me for speaking for you, Paul, correct me where I am wrong here, but... Paul and I got our start in the John Birch Society, and the big deal in the John Birch Society was anti-communism. And that was a wonderful cause. And one of my heroes when I was in the John Birch Society was Alexander Solzhenitsyn. So I read every word he wrote that I could find. And one of the things he wrote about, in fact, was that horror story of the Cheka and the terror in Bolshevik Russia, but the along the evolution there, on the right is, in my case, and it also happened to Paul, of course, and so many of us, is that we realized that what we were fighting for, which is our own people, was under assault from. When the Soviet Union disbanded, I mean, that was kind of the end of that one. So then it became evident that the fight against the war against the white race has many tentacles. And
yes, absolutely.
Paul and I have been fighting those tentacles for the decades since, as have probably most of the people in the audience of the show, as have probably you. George?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, one thing I noticed, like, after communism fell, I think we had what we call watermelons. It came in as environmentalists, using the guise of environmentalism to advance communism, being red on, green on the outside, red on the inside. But, you know, the thing is, Senator Joseph McCarthy, he was destroyed because when he, because one thing I recognize in the Venona papers, that said Joe McCarthy was right was the major entity behind keeping the Soviet Union propped up to keep this Cold War going to benefit the military-industrial complex and the deep state apparatus and the national security state was the Federal Reserve printing money and propping up the Soviet Union under the table. People don't realize that. I mean, you know, we had to have an enemy to justify all this extravagance during the Cold War.
Well, yeah. Now, and by the way, thank you, George, for bringing me to something I was unaware of. I'm looking now at, I have got the checklist lined up to watch it right after the show. I will watch the full thing on YouTube. But here is the Wikipedia article on the checklist. It's a 1992 Russian drama directed by Alexander Rogoshkin and screened in 92 at the Cannes Film Festival, currently not in distribution. The summary here, Rogozhkin penetrates into the psychotic mind of the Czechist. The film is set during the Russian Civil War in the period of the Red Terror. Leader Andrei Sarubov and his assistant Ian Pepple and Isaac Katz read out a long list of enemies of the working people. These enemies are former noblemen, intellectuals, officials, military men, and these are all of them. They're condemned to death. The terrible conveyor of death operates in the basement. The prisoners are taken out of their cell, ordered to undress. Five people put up against the wall and shot at once in the head. That's what happened. And that's what will happen in the future. If we don't win, that's the future that we face. The communists are very, very evil. And that was one thing that I guess Alexander Solzhenitsyn was a person that woke me up as a young man to the depth of evil of the communists. Go ahead.
Like I say, my advice is no children watch it. It's very graphic. I mean, they show everything of how they, not only they kill you, but before you die, they strip you naked, they strip them naked, and line them up against the wall. I mean, the last act of dehumanization. It's not just a lack, communism is not a lack of freedom. It's a dehumanizing system. And the thing is, I'm confident that we are armed to the teeth. I don't think they're going to get far. I really think Donald Trump was brought in by divine intervention. Not saying he was God's chosen, but I know God's going to use him to for his agenda to put down the enemies of America. Maybe not necessarily Donald Trump and everything, but he's there for a reason. And that is to stop this insane red terror they're trying to put on us.
Yes, and the battle really is one between good and evil. And the depth of evil, people wonder, what's the motive? He was the first one to open my eyes to the possibility that there could be a whole class of people, a whole population of people who are motivated not by any sane motive, but they simply kill for the sake of killing, and they torture for the sake of torture, and what they relish is your suffering and mine. And it's so vile, it's so evil, you don't want to think that there could be large numbers of such people. But when you read the account, Solzhenitsyn goes on, million upon millions and millions of people. He makes a point, for instance, in forcing people in the middle of the winter at minus 40 degrees to dig the White Sea Canal in their bare feet, with their bare hands, at minus 40 degrees. The goal wasn't so much to dig the White Sea Canal by hand. It was to kill the people forced to do the digging. And there was just a regular, every day, certain percentage of the Zeks, they called them, Zeks, the prisoners inside of the gulag, were expected to die. And the starvation diet was intentional. The cold, intentional. The lack of clothing, intentional. And as you say, the humiliation, intentional.
Humanizing.
Somebody who describes that is Orwell in 1984, where the purpose of the torture chamber in the Ministry of is it in the Ministry of Truth, or is it in another one of the ministries? The torture chamber, the purpose is to break your mind. That's the key. Not just kill you. Don't take the easy route and just kill you. They first must break you, and then kill you or not. Once they've broken you, which they did to Winston Smith, they just let him go because they've destroyed. Go ahead, Paul.
That was very powerful in 1984. It wasn't to kill him. That would have been easy, just take him out and shoot him. But it was to break him so that at the end, he was blubbering how much he loved Big Brother and how he always had loved Big Brother. That's what he thought. That's a broken man.
Yeah. Well, the George, I could tell you've you really know your stuff, and as always, your calls are so welcome. Thank you.
Right, well, you know, the thing is, for the police officers that go along with this, it isn't a warrant to any peace officer that's getting these instructions. You know, the thing is, after they use you to confiscate guns or round up people, they're going to kill you next. No. You know, and this is the thing is, they eat their own, they kill their own. They're not loyal to each other. They're so evilly and insane. They'll kill each other. That's their game.
Bingo.
You know, the thing is.
Bingo,
thank you anyway,
you got it.
Gentlemen. I'm going to hang up.
Thank you, George. Spot on. Be right back, folks.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, man, it's hard to be. Any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks, in our final segment.
A man is hard to be.
George, there in the sunny Atlantic. And Paul in Canada. I'm James Kelso up here in North Dakota. And we're just wrapping up tonight's show. A lot of good news. Good news on the Weinstein front. Now we got Bob involved. We got Weinstein sending love letters back and forth with Hillary. Hillary not willing to cough up the $250,000 and more that she received from Weinstein. Hillary now being investigated by the FBI for her very corrupt uranium deal. Dozens of people, more and more people coming out. I love the new phrase, Harveywood, instead of Hollywood. It's all turning out beautifully. John McCain being turned inside out by Rand Paul, losing his mind. And boy, you know, just the good news just keeps coming. We've got this Friday, Steve Bannon is going to address the Republican State Convention in California. That will be huge. And the Donald Trump, in his recent surprise press conference with Mitch McConnell, he had warm words of praise for Steve Bannon. So Steve Bannon is somewhat mysterious. Steve Bannon's tenure in the White House, and then his departure, and now is really just tearing after the enemies of Donald Trump, the enemies of patriots, the Czechists. That's who we're dealing with, Paul, the Czechists.
Well, that's right.
And during the break, I was watching a little of the Czechists, this movie made in 1992. Now, the timing is significant. That's right after the downfall of the Cheka, of the Bolshevik Soviet Union. And so that gave that director a chance to make a movie telling the truth. And I just watched a couple minutes of it during the break, folks. It's the truth. So you can do that. Just type in the Czechist in YouTube and watch the whole movie. It really is telling that story of evil. Let's see. We have a couple callers. Rhonda in Missouri. I talked with Rhonda. She called me at home. My phone number, any of you that want to call, area code 701-317-5317. That's my number here in North Dakota. And Rhonda, I'm not going to have time to get you in on the show here tonight. Also, Tom in Florida, not going to be able to squeeze you in, but thank you both for calling.
Two rain checks.
And we'll be back, everybody, tomorrow night with more update on all of these continuing sagas. You know, Paul, if you think back to what life was like 10 years ago or 20 years ago, life was in the slow lane compared to what we have now.
The way things are moving is very...
So, folks, we're all in the fast lane now, and thank goodness we're winning. We'll see you again tomorrow night. Thanks to George, thanks to Paul, and thanks to you. So long, folks.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.